RTD is moving forward with rail projects throughout the Denver metro area. So, Chris, why are they now backing away from completing a rail line in what they call the Northwest Corridor?
It all comes down to dollars, Brian. When RTD first proposed fast tracks in 2004, they estimated that the Northwest line would cost $895 million to complete 80 miles of rail. A total of 9 lines were envisioned throughout the metro area, including the Northwest Corridor, which would go from Westminster through Broomfield, Louisville, and Boulder all the way to Longmont. Even as costs have ballooned, sales tax revenues have been less than expected because of the economy. So RTD now says there's not enough money to complete the Northwest line.
Well, if they cannot complete the rail line, then what are they recommending for the area?
Essentially, rail to Longmont becomes an open-ended proposition. RTD officials have recommended completion of one segment of rail to Westminster by 2020 or 2022, but with no completion date set for the rest of the line. They say the remainder of the line would be completed as costs become more effective and financing becomes more available. In the meantime, they propose a bus rapid transit system from Westminster to Longmont. And that plan, Brian, requires a successful fast-track sales tax election in November. Without it, the rail line might still be built, but wouldn't be completed until 2042, another 30 years.
Well, I'm sure reaction to this has been colorful, to say the least.
That is right, to say the least. We've seen a mixed reaction. Some officials in Longmont and Louisville are downright angry, but the reception has been a bit better in Boulder, where the Daily Camera newspaper described Boulder Mayor Matt Applebaum as being cautiously optimistic about a bus rapid transit system. In other communities, there's definitely a feeling that voters in Boulder County have been paying for other areas to get rail service and now won't get it themselves. There's a feeling that promises have been broken, and it could affect the real estate market as well.
The real estate market? How so?
Well, a number of communities in the Northwest Corridor have been working on transit-oriented developments. Land has been purchased and developments have been planned, all with the idea that RTD trains will be coming to the region. Some cities, such as Boulder, have plans that include retail, housing, hotels, and office space. Longmont is working on a transit-oriented development downtown, and city officials have really viewed fast tracks as a catalyst for downtown revitalization. Some of these projects probably will go forward, especially in Boulder, but uncertainty about fast tracks feeds uncertainty for these private and public sector developers as well.
So, Chris, what is the next step in all of this?
It's coming up fast. The RTD board will meet on March 20th to vote on the plan. After that, any ballot measure would have to be approved by the Denver Regional Council of Governments.
Okay. Chris, thank you.
Thank you.
Chris Wood is the publisher of the Boulder County Business Report. For KUNC, I'm Brian Larson.